People often discuss what they can't discern. That was so powerful to me. Just that alone. That people will often discuss what they can't discern. Has anything ever captured your attention or caught you off guard? And you wanted to share it. You wanted to talk about it. You wanted to dissect it. I often bounce things off my siblings or my friend just to get insight or perspective, right? Getting understanding, trying to break things out, or another viewpoint. That's it sometimes, just needing another viewpoint. So in that, I'm discussing with others something that I can't discern on my own or don't have the capacity to understand or knowledge. So discern by Webster Dictionary means to detect with the eyes. It is also defined to perceive, which is to become aware of, by sight or some other sense or by the intellect. So this is you becoming aware of something by seeing it, recognizing it, or apprehending, grasping with your understanding, right? Sometimes people will use conjecture to fill in the blanks of what they have not seen, recognized, understood, nor have the intellect for. So they're going to put in guesswork for what they know nothing about. Let me help us. There was a woman who came to Jesus before his crucifixion. She brought the one thing that was of the greatest value she owned. And as she entered the home where Jesus was, she came before him with a heart of worship, a heart of reverence. Those who were in the home knew of her and her sins, but this didn't stop her, nor did it change the posture of her heart. She entered in and went straightway to Jesus' feet and began to wash them, breaking the very jar containing what was most valuable in her life. What onlookers saw as a waste, Jesus valued as worship. So no matter who's feeling washed up, like you've done everything under the sun, you possibly can't be forgiven, that you still don't have it together, you do not have it figured out, what you even may feel as a waste, Jesus can see it and he can value it as worship when you come to him. Allow people to say whatever they desire to say, but never stop your worship. Never stop going into the presence of Jesus. Your everyday life is the breaking of what's most valuable to you as you sacrifice to Christ. And as you pour out, you are offering up to him a fragrance that can only come from you. I often kid with my sister cousin, and I often tell her, I smell Jesus coming. Can Jesus smell your fragrance? Has something plugged up your worship? Something paused your worship? Something paralyzed your worship? Are you allowing people to put a pause on your worship? Your everyday life is the breaking of what's most valuable to you as a sacrifice to him. What do you cherish? What do you value most? Break it and pour yourself out. And as you pour out, you are offering up to him a fragrance that can only come from you. So as they discuss what they cannot discern, you keep pouring and remain in his presence. He will speak for you, your life, and your sins. Posture your heart for worship and pour out from a place of reverence. Give every day all you have, and He will replenish your cup daily. Don't be distracted by the discussions that were never discerned through Christ about you. Instead, wash His feet. Yeah, wash His feet with your worship and give everything you've got in your jar. Always remain in His presence. Continue to pour and watch God continue to fill your life.